Now, you'll remember on Friday we had some discussions around the unemployment insurance fund. It's calls against the law if you're employing, say, a domestic worker and you haven't registered with the UIF. In case, of course, that they lose that employment with you, they've got some cover in terms of the contributions you as employer by law are mandated to give. We took a lot of callers, people frustrated saying that they'd been, making their contributions for years, but that the new system just isn't working. And I've got this letter here from one Linda who said, I last paid my monthly amount for my domestic worker in February. When I tried to log on in March, the website was no longer available and had a message that the system was being upgraded. UIF was offline for about 2 or 3 months. And even now that they're up and running, it's a disaster. When it was finally available, I tried on numerous occasions to log in and kept getting locked out. This means phone calls to the pathetic call center on a number of occasions where I had to wait over 45 minutes before someone answered. This was finally resolved. However, the system is a total mess. They did not transfer the payment history, and I've been contributing for my domestic worker since April 2015. I'm unable to submit the declarations and cannot make any payments as UIF do not accept Investec Bank, for example, as a paying bank. I hate to think how much money was spent on this upgrade. It's so difficult to use and certainly not user-friendly. I mean, that's the basic sentiment we were getting on Friday, and I think Linda's letter outlines it quite accurately. We promised you would get some feedback. We've now got the Assistant Director of U-Filing at the Department of Labor, Mustacha Mulefa. Mustacha, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you heard my reading of one letter from Linda. We took a number of calls on Friday about exactly this problem. People who are saying, listen, we want to be on the right side of the law, but the system is a complete disaster. What's going on?
Firstly, I would like to apologize about the problems or challenges the users are facing on the system. We have done a change, modernized U-filing on the system. I think the problem is our clients having challenges in trying to log on. Currently, we are using a different login details. So they need to go to the system, change their login credentials. Most of the clients, they log their accounts. That is the problem, that they cannot log on to the system.
Do you not test these systems, Mustacha, when you guys, implement them to anticipate exactly the kind of problems people might deal with when the system goes live? Mustacha, are you there? All right, I don't know what's going on. The line's just completely gone dead. Mustacha Mulefa, are you there? All right, we'll try and reconnect with Mustacha Mulefa. I'm not sure what's going on there. She's apologizing for the system, but I really want to know from her and, I suppose, the Department of Labor, when they commission systems like this, I mean, isn't the first thing you do, you test it, you make sure that everything that people might deal with in real time is ironed out. Mustacha, do we have you back?
Yes, I'm here, Bongani.
Ah, thank you very much. We lost each other there for a moment. My question to you was, I appreciate your apology now, but do you guys not test systems like this when you commission them so that you can anticipate the problems users might experience when it goes live?
Testing has been done. All the testing of the system has been done. We even did the soft launch to some employers, like we took our big companies and we did the soft launch with them. And the system is working very fine.
Here's the thing. We've taken calls. People have written to newspapers where they say this isn't just, an occasional thing. This has been going on for months. Even when they do eventually get logged into the system, it locks them out. It doesn't seem to have a record of previous payments. And so people are being billed as if they're behind when in fact, they've been making their payments, and those that want to can't. Why are we experiencing those issues then if you tested it?
People log themselves out, Bongani. And when they call the call center, the call takes longer to explain to clients. But what we've done so far, I must say much has been done so far. We have trained people like our champions in the provincial offices and local labor centers to assist the client in their areas. We are also working overtime to deal with all the queries. We are working on weekdays from after 7 to 6 in the evening and on Saturdays from 8 to 4. We've put also a helpline, self-help question and answer on the website. We have also developed a rapid response team, whereby our officials, we have about 14 officials in head office that will go out to clients to assist them in dealing with their queries.
Okay, Mustacha, I guess in my difficulty, while I appreciate all of those lovely interventions that you've put in place, the fact is people are getting frustrated. We've got a number of examples that I can put to you. Surely your best answer can't be that they simply logged themselves out. I mean, something is going wrong in terms of your system's functionality that's causing people who want to do the right thing to be unable to do so.
Bongani, I'm going to give you an example. Like currently on the new system, we have tightened our controls. Previously on the old system, your bookkeepers or what you call your agent will transact with clients on their behalf without even knowledge of those clients. We are now saying for a practitioner to transact on behalf of Bongani, Mustacha as a practitioner must go and register as a practitioner, get the practitioner number, request delegation from Bongani to say, I would like to act on your behalf, or Bongani.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to come in there. That's a great example that you're giving me, that you're trying to tighten the screws. That's not the frustration of the people that have been calling us. Their frustration is they are doing this on themselves, so no one is doing it on their behalf, and they're saying the system isn't working. It's not doing the things that you are saying it does. So in other words, how do we bridge the gap? How do we take the system that you are describing as fantastic and help it meet the needs of the people who are experiencing it as a complete disaster?
Come again, Bongani.
I'm saying to you, how do we meet each other halfway? How do we take the system you're describing as fantastic and make it not the system users are telling us is a disaster?
Hence, I want to explain to you that the challenge is, if I'm transacting on the system, I don't know. There'll be questions that the system is going to ask me. Like, for example, the migration of old users to the new user. The system needs to do a vetting on that individual, let alone the practitioners. On that individual, the system will do a vetting. People forget that I'm Bongani. I used to stay in Pretoria. People forget their previous address, and the system will lock them out. So we are trying to make sure that the person that is transacting on the system as that individual is the same person that is transacting on the system. We have put some tight controls on the system for both the practitioner and the individual.
All right, Mustacha, we've just run out of time. Mustacha Mulefe there, the Assistant Director of U-Filing at the Department of Labor.